93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM.
And here's what we're going to connect about now. You know, we always hear about what's going on in state government. And you think, oh, how can I make a difference? How can I do something? I just don't know what to do. Well, there's an opportunity, thanks to the Illinois Policy Institute, to learn just what you can do. And here to connect with us about that is Brian Costin. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Brian is the outreach director for the Illinois Policy Institute at illinoispolicy.org. And you guys are having an event here tomorrow night at the Urbana Free Library that's free for people to attend. And you're going to do some training. So why don't you let us know what this is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people across the state of Illinois are really frustrated at what's going on, you know, whether it's on the federal level, the state level, the local level. They're frustrated. They're frustrated with higher taxes. They're frustrated with out-of-control spending. A lot of people don't think that our government represents us anymore. Mm-hmm. So in order to help deal with that frustration, we've created a training program to help people get more actively involved. And at the event tomorrow at the Urbana Free Library, which happens at 6:30 p.m., we're going to be training people on a lot of different issues that will help them be more empowered, help them make an impact on the way that their democracy makes decisions. We'll teach them how to identify good legislators. We have a vote card that we've put together on all the legislators in the state of Illinois. We'll teach them how a bill becomes law from origination to when it gets signed by the governor. We'll teach people how to interact with their legislators and staff, and teach people how to write good letters to the editor and make an impact through that. So there'll be a lot of different tips and tools that we'll be giving people at this meeting and helping them become a better part, a bigger part of influencing what happens in the state of Illinois. So together we can start turning this state around.
This is really cool. Doors open at 6 at the Urbana Free Library for the event tomorrow, and it lasts until 9 o'clock. Is this bring my notes and sit down, and you guys are going to just kind of lecture to us on the various subjects for the whole time? Is it, I go over here because if I want to learn this, or how does this work, Brian?
Well, you know, we'll be providing lots of materials at the events, lots of different resources that you can then take home with you to educate yourself more at home. But it won't necessarily be a lecture. Lectures are kind of boring. We like to have a good discussion and sharing of experiences of what has been good, what have we seen that makes people more successful and more influential in their own communities. We'll be talking about stories like Nancy Thorner from Lake Bluff, who was just a little old lady who never was involved in politics before and came to the Illinois Policy Institute, started working with us. Now she writes letters to the editor almost on a daily basis. She's really making an impact up in her area. She's getting published all the time in the paper. Her legislators know who she is. Mm-hmm. And now she's making an impact, where before she was a citizen, just like a lot of us are, who want to do something to help turn around the state of Illinois or help make our local government entities better, but don't necessarily know how to do that. So it's an exciting opportunity where you can make an impact in your local community and help with. We have lots of people. We've been doing these events all over the state, and now we have hundreds and hundreds of people that have been trained to make a bigger impact on how things turn out in Illinois. So instead of just complaining, now we can get involved and kind of balance. In Springfield, a lot of times the lobbyists are the ones that have the ears of the politicians. Mm-hmm. And a program like this helps citizens become more successful in what they're doing and advocating for what they believe in.
And feel empowered instead of just feeling, and instead of just getting cynical, you can actually just do something. You can actually, and I think that's so helpful just to know, okay, well, where should I start? What should I do? What can I do? And then you just start with one thing, and then, and then you grow, your knowledge grows, and before you know it, you're like, whoa, look at what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things is that a lot of people want to get involved and don't necessarily know how to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's things going wrong on the federal level. There's things going wrong on the state level. Things might be going wrong on the local level. So while our class is more or less designed to cover state issues, it's going to be applicable to all those different things. And I would recommend that people pick one thing that either particularly makes them angry or they really want to see some changes on,
mm-hmm.
and focus on that thing. Maybe it's your local legislator. Maybe it's your local school board. Start focusing on that, getting educated on the specific issues that affect that government body,
mm-hmm.
And then start sharing what you found with your local citizens. And like the story about Nancy Thorner, the letter writer from Lake Bluff, Illinois, is that once she started, writing letters to the editor, she started finding out that there was lots of other people in her community that were thinking the same way that she did. And now they get together and they've created organizations. They've created a community of citizens,
mm-hmm.
who are looking to make their government better. And we want to continue that momentum all over the state, including in Urbana, where we're having our event tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Urbana Free Library.
All right. And again, this is with the Illinois Policy Institute. You can find them online at illinoispolicy.org. Brian Costin talking with us, and he's the outreach director for them. And I know when folks, there's like a goodie bag they you guys are going to provide folks that show up, which is free. It's free to come with the Legislator's Guide to the Issues. I've got one of those, and that's really handy.
Hmm.
The 2011 Illinois Legislators Vote Card and the Illinois Handbook on Government, and more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Legislator's Guide to the Issue is really a unique product that we put out. And basically, there's hundreds of bills that go through the legislature every single year, if not thousands. And what we try to do is we try to pick some of the bigger, more impactful, more important issues that come across the state legislature. And break it down in a page or two so that people can get an understanding of it. I mean, obviously, it's a good reference book, basically, both for legislators and for citizens, so that they become familiar with the issues and learn about possible solutions to the problems we face in Illinois.
Well, like you said, a lot of times, citizens want to do something. They're just so confused and feel a little beat down, and cynicism sets in, like, oh, well, it's always going to be that way. They're corrupt. We're just the taxpayers, and we're the little guy. But when you've got somebody that can help, kind of take your hand and say, here's how you can do something.
Yeah.
I think that's really helpful. So I think that's wonderful what you guys are doing. And again, it's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 at the Urbana Free Library. Food and drinks will be provided. The event is free. Goes from 6:30 to 9:00. If you can make it for the whole thing, great. If you can only pop in for an hour, great, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The more the merrier.
All right. And Brian, you'll be the one who will be there, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for letting us know about the event.
Thanks, Mary Lynn.
All right. IllinoisPolicy.org is where you can find them. 214 at Connect FM.